In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Kelly Tindall, research entomologist at the University of Missouri Delta Center. This is cut one, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
We put them on as a seed treatment, and then it's recommended that we use those early season to preserve beneficials for late season. And it looks like anywhere around three applications, you're almost guaranteed a flare of mite populations. They like drought-stressed plants, and so if you're in dry land cotton, and the trend has been for at least the last 2 years to not have a lot of rain, and so there's a lot of factors combining to create mite problems.
This is cut two, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
They can overcome the insecticides more quickly because they just reproduce so much faster. They can move back into the field, as well as there's just a coverage issue. If you don't use the right spray tips, a lot of the insecticides don't penetrate the underneath of the canopy. When you spray, the mist doesn't get underneath where they're hiding. And so a lot of times it's not necessarily a resistance issue as much as a coverage or wrong tips, especially with people going with no drift tips and not switching them out. That can be a big problem as well.
This is cut three, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
They do that as well, but there's been some more research showing up lately that spider mites are starting to start infestations in the middle of the field. And what a lot of this is attributed to is that when people put out their herbicide applications for a burn down, it looks like the plant's dead, but if you go back and actually peel back the leaf tissue, the dead part, there'll still be a little bit of green there, and the mites are able to survive on that area. And so once the cotton's planted, they have another vegetation to move over to. And so infestations are starting to show up in the middle of fields, and it's really important to get a good burn down in the spring applications.